tobacco picketing found to be addictive. This is on News' LJ Lego reporting. Dateline, December 19th, 2007, University of Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, United States. In a resounding victory for tobacco lobbyists the world over, one study released recently by University of Wisconsin professor Gregory K. LaGrange says that picketers that tout the smoke-free initiative are in fact addicted to the act. After several years of agonizing study of one such group, I don't smoke because I'm not a prick, LaGrange feels that he can definitively say that prolonged exposure to the vibes given off by picket rallies against tobacco companies is often addictive. Also a part of the study was the similarly shocking fact that many of the addictive substances are also quite dangerous to health. It has been discovered that anti-tobacco signs contain over 1,000 aerogens, that is, airborne particles, that are released into the air when shaken, several of which are toxic. In a high picketing environment, this can lead to the inhalation of these aerogens at a level far higher than is safe, LaGrange said. Many picketers find their first experience with the act quite unpleasant, adds the co-author of the report, Frank Delaney, but press onward despite their misgivings due to peer pressure. Eventually, the aerogens that dissolve into your bloodstream make their way to your brain, where they begin to dissolve your common sense receptors. Eventually, he states gravely, all you know how to do is eat, sleep, and picket. Members of I Don't Smoke Because I'm Not a Prick, meanwhile, are angry with what they call dirty, rotten, fucking lies on the part of the scientists at the University of Wisconsin. Between bouts of coughing, lead picketer for the White House in the morning, Maria Gangrel, said, quote, I don't care what they say. I can quit whenever I damn well please. I just choose not to. Don't fool yourself. I lost my family, friends, several fingers to amputation in the good years of my life because I wanted to, end quote. She then proceeded to cough all over this reporter. This, the researchers claim, is perfectly normal. Denial is the first stage in acceptance, says LaGrange. They will throw themselves even farther into the activity that they cannot get away from. When they are ready to better themselves, I hear talk of new pharmaceuticals coming out to help them. Indeed, there is currently a Lao-smoking patch awaiting speedy FDA approval for over-the-counter sale. Wall Street, and the people in Wall Street rallying against it, wait in anticipation. This has been UNnews' LJ Lego reporting.